Jazz 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's still waiting to see what's next for President Biden. During last night's news conference, he took questions for nearly an hour, but this morning, the list of Democrats saying he should maybe go is growing. Here's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
ABC has confirmed that the Biden campaign has actually been doing polling, looking at how Kamala Harris would do running against Donald Trump. Now, they say they're just doing this because, you know, Trump's been attacking Harris a lot and, you know, it would be malpractice not to do it. I don't really understand that explanation at all. Clearly, people are, even inside Biden's team, are at least, you know, raising questions about what it would mean if Biden needed to step aside.
AT&T says a 2022 security breach compromised the data of its cell phone customers and any landline users that interacted with them. Much of Southeast Texas still in the dark after Hurricane Beryl. More than a million people still have no power. This is ABC News. Hurricane Beryl leaving behind something scary in several Mexican cities near the Texas border. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
Waters were already high south of the Texas border in Mexico after Tropical Storm Alberto. Then Hurricane Beryl brought water even higher in coastal lagoons. And as floodwaters entered cities, so did what lives in lagoons. Hundreds of crocodiles crawling through cities like Tampico, Ciudad Madero, and Altamira. About 200 crocs have been rounded up since Alberto in June. Hundreds more may now be out there. Mexico's environmental office noting receding water levels are likely to reveal more crocodiles. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New trouble for X in Europe. The EU now says that blue checkmark system on the social media site is deceptive, and regulators say it also falls short on the transparency and accountability rules in Europe. These are the first charges against a tech company since the EU's new regulations took effect. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in three innings, he realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0 for 4 at the plate, as some of Skeen's fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area in hour number two, the executive director of Gathering Waters and Land Trust Days. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor on a great, great Friday morning. Beautiful out there. 68 in Appleton, 66 in Oshkosh, 63 in Green Bay. Negligible. I'm trying to think of the word. Like, hardly no wind.
Yeah, negligible. That's a good way to say it.
Negligible. Negligible. Negligible winds.
But hardly no wind.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it, too.
Okay, Jim. Wow. Okay. On our poll, nice sandy 60, naughty sandy 40. Okay, yes. Thank you very much. And then also, what is your favorite summer song? What song can you hear that just absolutely brings you back to a time in the summer?
Oh, they were here last night, right?
What's that?
Beach Boys were here last night.
That's yeah. Right.
You know what?
Anything
I mean,
from them.
Anything from them. I mean, I just...
But there are certain songs that are just summer songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, certain... Any of those Beach Boys songs are just summer songs, I think. I don't know. I'd have to think of
all right.
One. Why, do you have one that just
well,
jumps
like
out?
I said, it would, one of the things is Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
In the summertime.
That. Yeah.
Anything from Grease reminds you of summer. Those were like summer songs from summer movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite like summer song
okay.
that just brings you back to summer?
All right.
So all I just right. want to throw that
Let
out there.
Think about that.
Just want to throw this out there, too. While Jim's show is on Sunday at 1 o'clock on WGBW, we are breaking ground on a new show on WISS at 1 o'clock on Sunday. It's called New Wisco Weekend, and it's going to feature, well, in fact, the Flukies. The interview that Jim did with the Flukies while you were on vacation will be featured on that show. But we're also going to hear from the Beach some of the people touring with the Beach Boys
awesome.
And hear some of the music on Sunday, 1 o'clock on WISS.
That sounds fantastic. Very cool. Very cool.
It's my competition.
What's that?
Ratings war.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, ratings war. Lean local.
See, I lean local. We talked to a fentanyl addict.
Which one do you like?
Who is recovered.
Exactly.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yeah, I they're both great shows. And yeah.
All right. Do we have Mr. Mark Houston on?
We do.
All right.
Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, good. I hope you're not mad at me for I posted on your Facebook last night.
There is no comparison, John. That gentleman is miles above me. But it's a wonder event. It was Al Gangold, former Bayport quarterback, actually.
Yep.
Now NFL fullback with Miami Dolphins hosted a
all pro. Annual,
all pro. And yeah, he hosted a two-session youth football camp out at Bayport. Just a wonderful event. We had two of our athletic trainers out there, and it was just a fun. It's a fun way to give back to your community. As I was talking with his mom, you know, I think the biggest thing is he's a great NFL ball player. He's so much a better individual that's giving back to his community. We've done some things with. We did a pilot program this spring. With leadership and mindset, and I think it's what a lot of these kids and even adults need nowadays.
Well, so I put a thing.
He was on our show, right?
Oh, Alec.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a real nice picture of Mark and Alec on Mark's Facebook, and I said, "Wow, what an incredible human being! What a great inspiration to kids! What an incredible role model!" And Alec is okay too. Wow. So yeah. So we did that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, that's really cool. You know what, though? We were talking, and I sent you a thing that I'd seen on the internet, which I think is kudos. I mean, not just to you or whatever, but all the way sports medicine has become for high school athletes over the years is mind-boggling, the growth of that. And I saw a thing where it's, I think I sent it to you guys too, didn't I, Todd or Jim? But it was at over since 2017. Injuries have dropped, like, was it 30% or 40% in, like, the four major sports? And basically, you have to attribute that, I think, to sports medicine in regards to, and I say medicine, like that's true, but in regards to getting people physically better prepared for their sport going into it. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is, and you could take this a lot of different ways, John and Jim, but... you know, I think we are getting kids and coaches and helping adults understand what you need to do to prepare to be ready, and then what you need to do during the sport, and what do you need to do maybe in an off season. So I would agree that we're doing things better.
However, I think the participation is down.
Yeah, Jim, you're going down the same path. So it's, you know, I think the biggest thing we have to remember was, so those datas were, you know, from 17, 18, and I think numbers were doing great. We hit COVID, and COVID, again, was one of those things that destroyed our numbers. So if you look at, and the National Federation's got these, the WIA has these, everyone, they're out there. The numbers, once COVID hit, went down, and that's been a battle just trying to get kids back participating. So that's one challenge. I think the other thing that we do have to remember.
Hey, if I just jump in, Mark, I saw this yesterday. I was going to bring it up. A school in Wisconsin that has played football for 100 years has to cancel their entire season. Lack of kids coming out.
So like, John, you talk about that right now. Well, I'll just tell you, I talked to an individual out at the Alec Ingold football camp, and they said right now they don't have a full set schedule that's going to start in a month. Well, just a little over a month here. Because they don't know what kids are going to come out. So that even goes down to the Pop Warner football levels. And that's no offense to anyone, but then it kind of goes back to what I was going to say is, we talk about sports specialization, and I've talked about it here, but our biggest thing is we can't have kids sports specializing, because you think that, hey, your kid's going to go to become the next fullback or NFL, you know, kid. A pro athlete. Well, guess what? It's so few and far between. So let your kids play 2 and 3 sports. But you also need to remember, if you're going to specialize, you need to change things up. You need to give them rest. I think my biggest thing we were talking about this, John, after you sent that was, you know, we all know Mother Nature's just kind of destroyed this kind of spring and summer, but it's been amazing how a weekend's tournament will get canceled, and then I'll find out, well, you know what, 6 teams put together a scrimmage on a Sunday night,
yeah,
trying to get games in. It's like, how about just let your kids go and play in the neighborhood,
right,
and do a pickup game? I mean, how many times do you guys go by a ballpark where kids say, it's just kids out there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in our day, kids got together, grabbed the bat, the ball, and they biked down to the park, and they put together a game. That
which,
doesn't happen anymore.
Thank you for that, which I'm just going to qualify something else that I've taken so much crap about, okay? That's why I had a basket on my bike. So I'd put the basketball in there. I'd have a football in there. I'd have the bat laying across the top. I'd have my glove on the handlebars.
Okay.
And is that, and so, John, did you take those to all the fields to deliver them to the teams?
Right. Or did you really play? You went and played.
Wow, turned it on you too.
He turned
morning.
Right on right.
It's so easy. He just leaves himself open.
Wow.
A lot of us just carried it under our arm and rode with one hand.
On a pony.
You know what?
Give yourself the bell.
Guys, I even, Todd, you all right.
Give yourself
all right.
The bell.
I walked right into that.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
even the other day, I thought it was so cool. I was driving. I lived down in Kimberly, and I was driving, and 2 kids fishing poles, probably going towards the river.
Yep,
and awesome. Going to go fish.
Love it.
How many times does that happen any longer? I just don't think it does. And
yeah.
And so, you know, it goes back of, let's make sports fun. But you know, it's also a beautiful, I'm standing outside. It's a beautiful day today.
Right.
And we also need to encourage kids to take, you know, that time off to do a family vacation, you know, go up to the cabin or, just hang out, but put down all the balls and say, you know what, for this week, we're not going to worry about football or basketball or whatever. And we're going to go kayaking and we're going to go fishing and we're going to go out in the boat and tube and we're going to enjoy the weekend and enjoy the summer. It's so short as it is.
Oh, man.
We just need to do more of that.
Totally agree.
I totally agree.
And got another text right here that says, also, there's just simply less kids in schools. Why not in the UP right now? There are more eight-man football teams than 11-man football teams, which is unheard of.
I mean, you feel for those. There's a lot of things working against them. You're right. The birth rate was down, you know, and there's less kids in school right now. And then you couple that with COVID. And, yeah, I can see why we're having a hard time getting teams together. Although I do want to say I like the break from organized sports. Like you said, you can still do a pickup game, but it's like, okay.
Totally agree.
Life isn't. Doesn't have to be that structured. I mean, life should be like you said, kayaking. There's really no, you know, just, it's just a loose thing. Of course, you should stay to the right. But there's just a lot of things that kids can do that they don't have to be managed or organized. Let them be a kid.
Yeah, right? I totally agree. And even for the mental break, huh,
That's
Mark?
What I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It, like you guys just said, the mental break of not having to, I gotta put my bag together and then I have to get up early in the morning because the games start at 7:30 and we have three games today. And
it's snap, you
know,
at 10.
All of a sudden, you know, it's like, geez, what did we have a weekend off this whole summer? And sadly it doesn't, I mean, and I, trust me, I'm one that loves sports, but I think we just have to, we all have to put this kind of in perspective and say, you know what, when are we going to take off also time? Just like we put down on that third weekend of July, we're going to have a baseball tournament. When are we taking time off for our family to say we're going to go away? And I think that's what we probably need to do a little bit more of. So when we do come back, we are refreshed and we're ready to go. And it is. Before we know it, fall will be here. And we love it, the Green Bay Packers and camp and all that kind of stuff. But I guarantee you those pro players are all taking their time off the 6 weeks that they have before preseason camp starts.
And going to Egypt.
Is that where Rodgers is?
This is where Rodgers went.
Nut job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the stuff that you can do that's not organized is free. I mean, there's just a lot of cool things to do in just all Northeast Wisconsin. Johnny was giving me a hard time earlier, but we always just went cherry picking. We went strawberry picking. And those are just inexpensive, fun things to do as a family. It's not baseball. It's not organized. It's just good to be together and do that stuff. So, and that's going on right now. And if you look at just any, wherever you live, the Kimberly.com or Appleton, Oshkosh, there are so many things happening that you should just do as a family and get out there and explore it. And it's not these organized sports with, like you said, 7:30, I got to be here and snack at 9. Just, you know, live, you know, be a kid for the couple weeks.
And Mark, one other thing we're talking about, one of the main injuries though, that are affecting people, adults, is improper use of equipment, you know, not getting a gym membership someplace and not asking somebody, hey, show me the proper technique, and people get hurt doing that, don't they?
No, they do, and that's why it's just a matter of you know, hey, if you get to a gym or you're near, you know, someone where you say, hey, how do you do this bench correctly, or how do you squat correctly? Ask. There's a lot of experts at gyms. If you're in these schools, there's strength coaches.
Yeah, how do you get this bar off my neck?
Hey, Mark, can you stick around? We got more stuff we want to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah.
Mark Houston, right. Bell and Sports Medicine. Stay with us. Be right back.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The summer's out of reach.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
If you sail or enjoy water sports, why not consider a donation to International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh at Miller's Bay on Lake Winnebago? This group has passionately built a community of recreational sailing for kids and families in northeastern Wisconsin for 16 years. A donation from you would help us to continue to educate and enrich the lives of children in Oshkosh through sailing. To make a donation or to volunteer, please visit us at sailoshkosh.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning, talking sports with Mark Hewson from Bevin Sports Medicine. And we're talking about that, Mark. I saw that thing where so many people injure themselves trying to get in shape by not having the proper technique when they use different types of workout equipment.
Yeah, I think it's proper techniques. It's let's just talk about, you know, I think we've talked about this before, like running. There's no point of you if you haven't run in like the last year or 5 years or 10 years. Don't go out and try to just do a 5 mile run. You know, how about just starting with walking and walking a mile and seeing how you do? Because you guys know how it is. You go overdo it that first day, and then you come back and you wake up the next morning and say, I am so sore.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to do it. So it's one of those balances of
we are there. Slow. We are the people he's talking about right now.
Yeah, just call. Yeah. You can call
just
us by
say,
name.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Jim and John.
Well, you guys, we've all been in that. But, you know, I mean, everyone is going to look in the mirror and go, yep, I've done that before. So I think it's just one of those things of, you know, it's slowly going, hey, I can walk. How about just around 2 blocks and see how you do? And do that again 2 nights later and do that again. And then say, okay, I'm feeling better. I'm going to go down 4 blocks, you know, and just keep on. It's the same thing of don't grab the bar and add, you know, 245 pounds on each side and go, I'm going to squat this. It's just not going to happen. And if you do it, then you're going to come back and say, oh, my legs are sore. Why did I do that? And then you're going to say, forget this. I'm not going to come back and do that again. So it's just a balance of, you know, how much are you doing and just slowly ramping in.
Well, you know, another thing though, Mark, you mentioned something that I know of so many people, even pro athletes who have been injured from squatting. That is, if you don't do that right, it is so easy to hurt your back and get one of those injuries that might stay with you for a lifetime with squatting. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it's squatting, benching, basic things like box jumps. You know, it's like, do you know how to one, jump up? Do you know how to land? Landing sometimes is just as important, because that's where people get injured. And then they do it 10 times and then they wonder why their knees are sore. So it's just kind of going back saying, how am I supposed to do this? And I think that's, if you can learn how to do it, you're going to master those things and remember those key points of, you know, what am I doing up and what am I doing down?
And I had a coach when I was in the 7th grade told me squats were really important. And I would do them in my basement like you can't believe. And I think that's what why I got developed Osgood Slaughter's disease, and my legs became short. I think they were on their way. I'm serious.
It always
turns
back to you. Okay,
I think
all right,
squatting caused that disease in my legs, and that's why they didn't lengthen the way they should have. My dad's legs are like 6 inches longer than mine.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me, Mark.
That's how you explain it.
That's how you know,
science-wise, we just go to John Mino because
you're not going to change.
It's a true story.
Now.
A doctor even told me that, Jim.
I don't believe that. Okay, Mark.
Wait, so, read Peter Flukey's thing.
Oh, wow, Peter. So, on the back end, as an older athlete, Peter, you're not that old, who everyone thinks just bikes, cross training is my salvation, both mentally and physically. So this guy's unbelievable.
Peter Flukey.
I bike, walk, swim, lift, hike, snowshoe, rock climb, etc. Being a multi-sport has served me well my entire life. And that's Peter Flukey, who he's the guy that biked to New York a couple weeks ago.
He and his wife.
And he's like our age, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know.
He's an unbelievable
He's got to be a little bit younger
he's
than
like
you guys.
He's like 50 years younger than us, physically.
50 years younger, yeah. Well, he's retired. He was a cop.
I know,
he retired.
I know.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
But you know what? We
he's in great shape. He's the one who said he's an older athlete, so I'm not saying he's
we're, we sit here and we preach to people things that we don't really do.
Right.
You know, it's like a preacher that preaches against, you know, drinking and then, you know, goes
Jimmy
home.
Stewart.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is it's indisputable.
That's Jimmy
Mark.
Stewart. Jimmy Stewart was the actor. Who was that guy, Todd, that crazy
preacher
that
went nuts? Stewart.
Oh, Jimmy Swagger?
Swagger. Yeah, Swagger. Right, okay, right. Anyway, back to that.
But what I'm saying is, you know, we keep harping about this, even though we don't do it. But, Mark, there is no argument against multi-type sports, is there?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's you just need to do more of it when you're young. Now, as Peter just said, okay, great, he bikes. You know, that's their big thing. But they also cross-train, you know. They also do a lot. We've talked about this. They do a lot with nutrition. They're, you know, what their body does on that trip to New York on a day-by-day basis. Yeah. They needed fuel, and you need to understand what your body needs. So, again, it's one thing. I'm sure they had some flat areas, and then they had areas where, guess what, were major hills. And, yes, you can enjoy them because you got to go downward. But it's just one of those things. You better understand what your body needs. And if you just train only a certain muscle group, when you need those other muscle groups that are weak or your stomach because you didn't eat the right stuff, you're going to know, you're going to balk, you're going to struggle. It's a matter of putting everything, all the pieces together. You know, it's just not about, oh, I just need this muscle group. So it's challenging. And as we get older, you know, our bodies start to wear out and we also have to be, you know, pay attention to that of, bodies do wear out and sometimes you need to be seen. But it's great if you slowly prepare and get ready for whatever you want to do.
Peter he must be listening, sent a text in here. He's 62, Johnny. He is like the John. Who was that guy that was in?
I would never have imagined.
No
never
way.
In a million
never.
Years. He's the most 62-year-old man in America.
You should get that TV show. Wasn't it John Bartlett? Remember that guy in Green Bay? He had a TV show, exercise show.
In Green Bay?
Yeah. He had an exercise show. It was
way long time ago, right?
When we were
really?
Little kids.
Oh, I didn't get Green Bay TV.
Your parents didn't make you watch that?
We didn't have Green Bay. We had Marquette. We had one station.
Okay.
And a little black and white TV.
Anyway, and then who was the other guy that he died when? I'll tell you when he died. When
Jack LaLanne?
Yes.
I remember Jack LaLanne.
Yeah. I was.
Peter does not look 62.
Not at all.
Not at all. I'm just saying that he had another career
if
in front
of him. If you
didn't
know how old I was, how old did you think I was, Mark?
81.
Did I ask you?
Oh, sorry, Mark.
I do think what Peter is saying, I think he's wondering next summer, when is the John Mido and Jim Schmidt bike
down, you know, Washington. Tour. Just down.
I'm ready for that any day. I'm ready for that any day.
Just down the block. That's
any
all they
day.
Can make it.
Yeah, any day. Any that. Day. Yeah, it was got somebody just texted John Bartman. I don't know that show at all. Never heard of it.
And
who carried it?
I think Channel 2, wasn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
He would come out on his little mat and with his little white T-shirt on, and you would have to exercise with him.
I've never heard of that show.
Make you do that.
We didn't get the show in Nagani.
Hey, Peter, I we don't have enough time.
Mark,
you're talking to Mark.
I mean, Mark, I Peter. Well, I'd like to know what Peter thinks.
Yeah, they're both
this.
Apostles.
Yeah, they are. They're a hell of a lot better than we are. That's funny. Love your church. Yoga. A friend of mine texted me about.
Well, a big thing now is chair yoga.
This wasn't chair yoga. This was just.
But I mean, for guys like us, we should be doing chair yoga.
I'm not sure I know
what
that
is. Yeah, there's chair yoga.
Yeah. Office workers, that's the big thing now.
No, that's the thing. They pedal underneath the desk.
No, they just you do this, something like this.
Wow, John, that's unbelievable.
Here's some of the basic stuff you can do. Here's
I'm serious. Do that. Do that for
great.
5 minutes, Jim.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see how long you can do it. We'll time you.
We have a guest on. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just going to say, here's a great thing too. If you work all day long and you sit through meetings, cut the meeting off 4 or 5 minutes early and go on a walk and walk the stairs. Don't take the elevator or walk a floor and just get some exercise, because how many of us sit just at the desk and look at a screen all day long?
I actually had a guy last night here at the apartment said, wow, you're using the stairs. I said, yep, but only
the elevator's
down.
Broke.
I go, only down. Mark, stick around. We still want to talk some more with you. Is that okay?
Yep.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We're a month away from Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Chippewa County getting ready to host at a neutral site. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's right. The big event next month is headed to the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Charlie Walker with Chippewa County's Economic Development Council said they had nearby farms that wanted to host the event, but they decided the Country Fest grounds offered an awful lot of benefits.
The icing on the cake with the infrastructure and the facilities and the parking, we didn't want to go tear up another farm and then have to replace it. Those things were just awesome. So that was the icing on the cake that helped us select this deal. But Rooney Farms and the other farms that submitted were just awesome. And they are participating in this year's Farm Technology Days as well. So all the farmers are that lost out on the location are involved in helping make this a great show.
Charlie Walker with the Chippewa County Economic Development Council. Again, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest grounds in Cadott, with nearby farms also participating. Find out more and buy your tickets in advance, wyfarmtechnologydays.org.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And while farmers nationwide continue to wait and watch for developments on the next farm bill, some of our Wisconsin farmers are going to be active in conversation about it next week during the Republican National Convention. A couple of the directors from the Wisconsin Soybean Association are going to be involved in the Great American Farm Fair in Waterford. It's an opportunity for farm leaders to get together with their elected officials as well as other guests that are in the state of Wisconsin specifically for the convention. Steve Tribotowski, who's a director with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, says that he thinks it's a good ag forum to try to help people better understand what agriculture today is facing and also recognize, although you're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin agriculture is just a little ways away. I'm PM Yonke.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Partly cloudy today, our high 86 this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid. We'll get to 88 with a heat index in the low 90s. Could see a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Casting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The talk of Green Bay.
Hey, welcome back. back. Mine of the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and points in between. 68 right now in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh, 63 in Green Bay. Reminder, tomorrow I will be at the Doc Spider Stadium in Fond du Lac for the Patriot Amputee Softball Games. And so happy to be a part of that. It's these amputee veterans, and they help amputee kids to play softball and things like that. I want to back them as much as humanly possible. But with that being said, I saw the heat index. One of the reports said it could be over 100 degrees. Mark, give us a little bit of advice right now. 100-degree heat index this weekend. What do we do? This is Mark Houston, by the way, Bell and Sports Medicine. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is if you haven't started drinking water, you got to drink it now. I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, the long term is when you know it's going to get hot. And it even 85 and 90 is hot, is drinking lots of water, drinking, you know, throwing a little bit of a Gatorade or a Powerade in there where it's got electrolytes. Is what you kind of need to kind of help replenish.
But not too much, right, Mark, of those?
Yeah, it's a balance.
Because there were guys in Iraq that got, like, almost life-threatening issues because they would, like, the new guys that went over, and they'd drink, like, 10 Gatorades or power drinks. Yeah.
What you have to remember, that's where the science comes in. We've talked about this, is where you drink those and it goes in your stomach. Your stomach can only pull out so much at a time. So that's why I say, like, starting today, it's a matter of starting to drink more water every hour. And then making sure that you're also replenishing it later on at night. If you start adding alcohol beverages to it, you need to also add some water to it. If you sit out in the heat all day tomorrow, light colored clothing, adding water, you know, every hour where you don't need to slam 24 ounces, you know, every hour. It's a matter of sipping it, making sure it's available to you. And not wait until you go, geez, I'm now thirsty. Because if you're saying now you're thirsty and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably too late, you know? So you're going to play big time catch up. So, even basic stuff of taking a cool, towel and putting in a small cooler that's got water, ice in it, and putting it over your neck. And cause yeah, you guys need to cool off. I mean, it was, I used to work with minor league club baseball, and you're in these dugouts and sometimes stagnant air and it's not moving. These guys are running around and it may be 5-6 o'clock at night, but you got to make sure that they're hydrated all the time because, you know, sports do get played and you can still play them. I mean, you got to make sure you're hydrated on a daily basis.
Mark, I was looking at, besides sports in the summer, a lot of us get out and do things that we don't actually do in the winter. And I was just reading
like pick cherries
about,
and things?
Huh?
Like pick cherries?
Well, pick cherries, strawberries, yeah. But I'm talking about where you can be injured. And
fall off a ladder.
They had, well, that's, that,
you
that
gotta
is
be careful.
And that happens.
Do you wear a helmet?
Later in the afternoon. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
When I clean the gutters, do I wear a helmet?
When you pick cherries on a ladder.
I knew where John was going.
I know. Okay, I was going to, I don't do it. Okay. Hey, but it said they had some things and then it has the way to prevent, but water sports injuries are a big deal. And, right? I mean, people get out in your jet ski, you haven't been out there.
You
got to condition a little bit before you get out there. Even kayaking and, you know, you can pull a muscle doing that if you don't, like,
yourself. Well, not only that, but we had Jess on. Jess Wege from the Amputee Society the other day. She talked about that poor little boy that's going to be at the camp today and tomorrow.
Geez.
Fell off his family's pontoon and lost his legs because of propellers. I mean, you're on a family outing on a pontoon and something horrific can happen.
Like, that doesn't get
water
worse.
There are no, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, there are no minor water injuries. It's like if something happens, you're out on the water, it's not good. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think it's just a matter of being prepared. It's the same thing of wearing a life jacket.
Well,
here's
that,
another thing
yeah.
we talked about. How about just wearing, being prepared with the sun? So it's called, and my wife would probably sit there and say, well, Mark, you don't always do it. And I didn't. I think I've gotten better. But it's wearing, you know, your lotions and stuff like that. Is it SP 15 or is it SP 50 that you need to put on? How many people come in and say, oh, yep, Mark got burnt today. Well, that's not great for skincare.
Well, you know what, though? Melanoma is a lot more serious than we've... you used to hear, oh, you got skin cancer. Okay, big deal. They cut off. It's amazing the people who were healthy people and got melanoma and passed away from it. I know. I mean, there's athletes, lots of athletes that have died from it. It's not from the melanoma itself. It's what it leads to. And that's why so often you go to an NFL training camp now, and Mark, you've been to a million practices. How many of those coaches are wearing the big, almost like safari bucket hats or whatever you want to call them? Yeah, bucket hats.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, it's just, it's one of those. And you know, I had a dad who drove a concrete truck for 30 some years, you know, and probably never, he never probably put anything on. And then later on in life, he did landscaping and, you know, he got a bucket hat and he had some skin cancer. But it was one of those things of, if you can protect yourself from sun, and when we're all young, we want to look buff and we want to get
that tan.
But it's one of those things you start realizing, holy cow, this is not good. And so again, it's not about, you can have the serious injuries of falling off a boat and geez, does someone have a life protector on, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things of, have fun, be prepared for what you're going to go into. It's the same thing tomorrow. You know, John, you're not participating, but you're at the event, and you are going to be sweating, I guarantee. You know, it's a matter of, you know, are you having water available? Are you having Gatorade available? And it's just a matter of being prepared.
Okay, I will tell this story. I just found an old email. I was going through a box of stuff the other day, and I found an email from one of the guys in Kuwait when I was going to be going over there. And he's talked about different things, you know, whatever. And he said, hey, one big reminder, he says, on your way over on the flight, no booze, all water. Okay? I totally went against that.
I'm sure.
I had all booze and no water. Okay? So it was KLM Airlines, where those stewardesses are just there all the time.
No ice?
Well, yeah, there's probably ice in it.
Okay, what is your water? Okay.
Yeah, good point. It was gin and tonics. But anyway, what I'm saying is, so I did exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
That night, I suffered the worst pain since I had torsion of the testicle when I was 16 years old from that football injury. It was the worst pain since then. My entire body cramped up. Mark, have you ever seen anybody when their entire body cramps up?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that.
Oh.
I mean, when your abs are cramping up and when your legs are starting, it's not about just your hands or your toes.
I got a cramp in my calf. No, your entire body cramps up.
Serve you right.
You can't believe the pain. Mark, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I think what you have to remember is like where you were going.
Yeah.
The heat that is over there is not like we all live in Wisconsin. So when it gets to be 95 and it's hot, that's their cooling period.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just saw down in Phoenix or Vegas, it was like 120 the other day.
Wow.
You know, can you imagine that? And I think I looked at Phoenix. They were going like two straight weeks of it always hitting above 100 degrees.
Yeah, I talked to my brother in Tucson. It was 111.
Barely touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just want to tell people, you do not want your body to cramp up. And it can happen so easy because you don't feel any other symptom. And then all of a sudden it happens. And you almost can't move. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to tell a, you know, whatever melodramatic here, but I climbed out of my bunk, and I was on the top bunk, and I crawled. I couldn't even walk. I literally, on all fours, I crawled outside of the tent to get to these big bottles of these pallets of water that were burning hot. You know what I mean? They just sit outside. Yeah. But the guy came out with me, and he said, hey, man, you just got to keep. And I kept throwing it up just because the water was so hot, and it tasted like melted plastic. He goes, you got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. We'll try to get a medic to get you an IV or something. But it was the middle of the night. And it was and then he just started pouring it all over my head, my neck, and everything like that. And I kind of finally came around. But you do not want your body to cramp up from being dehydrated.
Well, you do
and you have no other symptoms. I didn't feel sick, didn't feel anything. I didn't even feel thirsty. I didn't feel the slightest bit thirsty. And I was completely dehydrated.
It's because you just, had you listened, and you just drank straight alcohol for what? That's got to be what, 14-hour flight? I mean, I've been over there. Okay. Hey, Mark, I'm going to go through some.
Yeah, you made the trip to Kuwait.
I did. I drank water and I felt fine. Never got sick. It was great. I enjoyed it. It was a little hot. I admit that. A lot of sand. But I listened. The guy said, don't drink alcohol, drink water. And everyone on that flight were like, okay. So you evidently weren't on our flight. I had tonic.
Well, okay, that's a little offset.
By the way, Peter said, while biking Route 66, we seldom had a day under 90 degrees. Wow. As Mark said, the heat is manageable, but you need to be very careful and respect what your body is telling you. When I get a heat headache, I know it's time to slow down and get out of heat. Peter Flukey.
Yeah, he does know. Hey, Mark, there's these top 10 injuries in the summer. I'm just going to go through a few of them, and you can tell me how to prevent them. And we will listen to you, but 59,000.
Is this another really bad trivia?
No. Yeah,
okay,
this is
okay.
Just a good step. No,
I'm still having flashbacks from yesterday.
This is good.
Okay.
No, this isn't trivia. I was just saying trivia. I'm going to the doctor.
He's trying to jazz it up for you.
No, people are going to start going to another station.
No,
stick around, people.
They're already gone.
No. Could be right on that. 59,000 people injuries. You want to guess what it is, Johnny? You won't guess. It's volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What can we do about to prevent injuries from volleyball? I kind of have it in front of me, but I'm going to ask.
Does it say what type of injuries?
It just says
a lower leg, I bet.
Well, it doesn't get that detailed.
I could see like an Achilles or something, huh?
It just
said probably ankle, knee, Achilles.
It just said to stretch and warm up before the game and wear sunscreen and stay hydrated. Okay, that's well, I'm going to skip that. Was
Mark? Is it true you applied to be the head trainer for the Olympic beach volleyball team?
How about the one in Oshkosh? Just do that. Oh, he's at home. He's standing next to his wife.
he thought about that for a second. It's like,
actually, what I'm doing
I'm
is,
not gonna make
as I'm watching, here's a great thing. I just watched my neighbor and his son, and they are going golfing, which actually I'm going to a different golf on today. But this was impressive of watching my neighbor, who is probably all of 14, I believe, that he came out and he swung his clubs a little bit, and he also put on, I believe, his suntan lotion, and he also put on probably mosquito repellent. That's another thing. It's like, you know what, you go to some of these golf courses and it's like you just get ate up.
Yeah,
it's like being prepared, put that in your golf bag. That's another probably simple one that someone's going to go golfing this weekend. It's like, yeah, I need to throw a bottle of that in there.
There are some courses that are just notorious for that though, aren't there?
Oh, there! I'm going to one today, and the front. It's on the front. You probably never have it. In the back, there's no wind, and it's tucked. And the sun starts baking, and the bugs come out, and you're kind of like, "Geez, for those three holes, that was horrible."
I got it. I could even show it here. I got a bite on my stomach, on my stomach that I think is infected from a deer fly. It's like a big red thing
we'll
now,
pass.
And you can see where, like, actually.
Are you sure it's not a tick?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to dig into it and see if there might be a tick just buried in there.
Yeah,
you want to check it out for me?
Not at all.
Let me get the camera. We'll go live on Facebook.
Okay. No.
What is it?
Do that on your own show.
Stomach?
Yeah.
What kind of bite is this?
What does Mino smell like?
Yeah. Did you listen yesterday, Mark? This is John. You know, of course, he lives alone. Upstairs in these apartments, he did the laundry finally and put it in the washer and left it in there for like 3 days.
Two days.
And it just, you know, the water, the moisture started to get mold. Well, out of respect for me and Todd, he just puts it on and comes into the studio and just stunk yesterday. But I'll give you credit for admitting it. But
well, I thought it was you. I did. I thought it was you. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's me. That's me. It smelled like a grandma's fruit cellar where she keeps all the canned vegetables.
Yes.
It smelled like that.
No, this is
John just came back from the UP and there wasn't a difference. You know, now he's
back to civilization. But I'm not kidding. I might have a tick completely buried in my stomach.
All right. Okay. We'll just
I need somebody to look at that.
Yeah, and it's nobody in this studio. Okay, another injury. We're talking about summer injuries and the doctor's gonna tell 83,000 people. Trampoline.
Oh, trampolines scare me.
And
I agree with that.
Johnny, what do you think? How can you avoid trampoline injuries?
I don't know. Don't buy one. This is super common sense. Trampolines always scare me.
This is super common sense. One person at a time.
Okay.
You know, because you hit, I mean, you jump.
The other person comes in.
Go ahead.
One quick thing with trampolines. You know what I think has gotten better? There's now nets around.
Yeah, it says use a trampoline net to minimize falls. That is one of the solutions, but there's some other ones coming up. And 181,000 people. I mean, what do you think is it? Biking? No, it's
what? What was that?
I was doing the crawl, man.
I have no idea what you're doing.
What's the crawl?
What's the crawl?
The butterfly.
What are you talking about? Swimming?
Yes. Oh, okay, swimming? We're going to get back to that. And we're going to talk about how to prevent that.
Don't ever make that unathletic move that you just did ever again. I'll show you my kick in my stomach. Mark, we're out of time.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about googly eyes. There are two things I have in my purse at all times, credit cards and googly eyes. I carry a pouch of googly eyes because what can't googly eyes make better? I bring up the two together because recently I was at Michael's, it's the craft store where I buy my googly eyes, and I was super bummed out to see that they were pushing credit cards that have interest rates of 33%. This is part of a trend where retail stores are offering their own credit cards with just insane interest rates. Maybe you've heard something like this. Would you like 20% off for signing up for a credit card today? Assume retail store cards are a bad deal unless the fine print says otherwise. So decline, do your research, and if you need a credit card, find the one that's right for you and your pocketbook, whether or not it's from the store where you get your googly eyes. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org and sign up for free. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. Oh. And I come home.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday, heading into a scorching hot weekend. It's great having Mark Husnot from Bell and Sports Medicine. Great having Peter Fluke chime in from, you know what? You and I should just like have a picture of Peter up. And then when we go to eat something bad, it's like he wouldn't eat that.
We want to look like Peter. What would Peter do?
What would Peter do?
He'll get his little wristbands.
Exactly. Exactly. Because people wanted me to get wristbands. Remember the What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
They wanted me to have some. What would Mino do? Because they'd look at that every day.
And you just turn it inside out. Yeah. Opposite.
Exactly.
Hey, when we get Mark back on here next week, though, these summer injuries, you know?
Like I said, the trampolines scare me. I was never good in trampoline in gym class.
You know?
Yeah. But Lisa Hale, were you good on a trampoline? Is that a no? Or is that...
I am not an athletic person at all. I'm not good on anything.
I thought the hardest thing was when you had to do that thing. You jump, you get high enough. Then you had to put your hands behind your back, and you had to have your hands and your legs hit exactly the same, so you'd pop exactly straight up. And if you were off kilter, you'd basically fall off the trampoline.
Well, that's why those nets are absolutely
And then have these
critical.
Kids standing around that weren't paying attention. They were supposed to catch you and save your life. They never helped anybody. So, yeah, I have nightmares of the trampoline days when I was in gym class. That and the gymnastics aspect, where you're supposed to, like, stand on your head. Remember those? I could never do that either. Could you?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
I could too. I could stand on my head.
You could not stand.
I could
too
stand on my head.
I'll give you $100 right now if you stand in your head.
I'm not 14 anymore.
Well, okay.
I could stand on my head. I could, yes. $100. I could stand on my head.
You know what else I want to challenge you on?
I could probably do that.
You know what else I'm going to challenge you on for money?
What?
Because you were scoffing at the chair yoga. We'll do it. We'll do it one day. Next week, we'll do it. Who can do it longer? Todd will time it. Who can do it? Because you scoffed at chair yoga.
That's like a wall sit. Okay.
Well, you're going up and down on your chair and the whole thing. It's a yoga thing.
Oh, that's not okay.
You want to do a $50 bet?
Yeah. Get your heart. Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, we're going to get Mark Houston back on, but I just want you to take this guess. So we're going through the 10 most common summer vacation injuries, and we talked about water sports, 29,000 people. What do you think the number one summer injury is? And it's over 500,000 people get injured doing this in the summer. And it's not swimming. And it's not ATVs.
Okay. If it's not swimming and ATVs, I would guess it's probably cycling.
Yes, you're right.
Nicely done, Lisa.
And the number one prevention would be what? Pretty common sense.
Stretching beforehand, I would guess, and knowing what you're doing.
Well, what else? But the injury, though, what do you think?
Wearing a helmet?
Yeah. A helmet So bicycle injuries, over 500,000 people get injured on bicycles in the summer, and it's preventable. Like you said, stretching's on there, but they said the number one thing is wearing a helmet. Anyway.
Wearing a helmet,
What do you got going on, Lisa?
Oh, I am so excited about this weekend.
Right.
We are launching New Wisco Weekend, and it is going to air on WISS and in Oshkosh. And it is an hour-long news magazine show. And the best way I can describe it would be if you take CBS Sunday Morning from television, but turn it into radio and really local.
I used to love Charles Kuralt.
Yes.
Remember Charles Kuralt when he'd host that show?
He liked like the North Dakota for some reason.
Don't go there.
Y'all are nuts. But, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to have a cover story every week. And then we're going to have lots of different segments throughout it, whether it be an entertainment segment, a segment on weather. For example, Brittany Merlot is going to really dig into what the heat indices are.
That's our girl.
Yep.
Love her.
We are actually having a segment of y'all's conversation with the Flukies. That's our cover story.
I'm sorry. We're having a what, Lisa?
With who?
With what?
Y'all's conversation.
That's what I wanted to hear once again.
Me too.
What a beautiful word, y'all.
Y'all. Okay.
Okay, so, now you know.
They're doing that from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The show is live from there, y'all.
It's Louisiana in me. I'm sorry.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
You know, I was thinking, Lisa, John likes like Charles Kuralt. Maybe he could be the Charles Kuralt of our show.
He has.
We can get him a camper. We can get him a camper to travel around the streets of Northeast Wisconsin.
Love that.
Uh-huh.
I would so love that.
Put a tracker on that. But yeah, let's do that.
But I'd like to have a driver. Can you get me a dedicated driver for the camper?
There's people who would probably love that job.
I know. And then I'll just sit back and write and do my things. I would love that.
Sit back and write.
What is wrong with you?
Back to his whatever he had on the way to Kuwait.
Unbelievable.
Can we see gin and tonics?
Okay.
Also, if you have time today, can you check out what looks like a tick that Mino has on his stomach? I mean, if he pulls up his shirt, would you
want me to check that out?
No. I'm leaving.
Well, you're Mino? A Louisiana girl. You dealt with a lot of ticks.
Yeah, tons of ticks. But why is it still on your stomach if you think you have a tick on it?
Same reason his laundry was in there for 3 days. He just doesn't take care of things.
Do not know how to remove a tick?
Yeah, I took a couple off my brother last week. So, yeah, I know how to remove them.
Why do I all of a sudden feel like your mama? You know, boy, get that tick off you.
Well, it's just gotten really, really red and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm swelling.
The tick itself is red?
I don't know. It's just I got this red thingy now where there's a little bit of a hole. I don't know if it's from a horse fly or a deer fly.
On.
And the rest of it got infected maybe or something.
There's people listening to us eating breakfast. So
move on. It's a medical thing, Jim.
Let's move on.
I might be helped. This might be a public service thing for other people that have the same
totally
issue.
A PSA. Yeah, just don't. This is your PSA. Ignore, out of sight, out of mind. That's not the way to do it.
No, is not your PSA. PSA is pay attention to your body, especially in the summer when you're out there and ticks are big.
Fine.
Brought to you by the Mino Foundation.
Right.
The Mino Memorial Foundation.
Right. That's
John who died of a tick. Hey, Lisa, one more time. Tell us about the brand new show, when it's on, and where to find it.
The brand new show is New Wisco Weekend, and it airs on WISS Sundays at 1 p.m. I hope I got that right.
No, you're right.
And it's a news magazine show that focuses on, as it says, New Wisco on our Northeast Wisconsin area.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome, Lisa. Congratulations.
Hey, Lisa, is this kind of like Louisiana weather we're getting this weekend?
This is nothing like Louisiana weather in this weekend. I mean,
but it's a little close. It's a little close because there's a lot of humidity that's coming in this weekend.
No.
And you guys have
y'all talk about humidity when it's in 90%, but I'm used to humidity at 100 and 110%, which you can have over 100%.
Don't you love it when somebody who was born and raised in a town known as Cool City because it's so
coolest
cold,
place in Wisconsin,
telling somebody from Louisiana, oh yeah, where's hot as Louisiana this
week?
Don't you love that guy, Lisa Hale? Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
Lisa.
You're welcome. Anytime, guys.
Congrats on your show.
We got to send a quick break. We got what's going on. We got live music. We still got a lot of bleep going on today. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.